Halo Halo, a Filipino crushed ice dessert, is a refreshing, cool treat on a warm day. And that's what Archie Inoncillo wants his podcast, Halo Halo Mix Mix, to be like for Filipino listeners.
So this is the Halo Halo Mix Mix podcast with your host, Archie. I love Halo Halo, and it's one of my favorite desserts. But here is the debate. Is it an edible dessert, or is it a drink?
The question was his playful opener to an upcoming episode that tackles a wide variety of topics, ranging from language barriers and education to superstitions and Filipino representation in pop culture. Inoncillo had two guests, Zarina Cabillo and Aline Alva, members of the high school's Phil Am Club. The two students both moved to the United States from the Philippines, Cabillo when she was 14 and Alva when she was 10. So, is Halo Halo a drink or a dessert? Alva weighed in.
Oh, good question.
I would say edible. Because it has the ice cream.
There's a lot of stuff in it.
And the leche flan.
Halo Halo was just one of the topics they took up with Inoncillo. The trio chatted with their host about topics big and small, including what it feels like to find community in Ketchikan as a Filipino person. For Alva, Ketchikan High School's Phil Am Club was a gateway to the Filipino community. Before joining, she didn't hang out with many of the other Filipino students.
So that was the start when I started hanging out with Filipino and stuff. It was really scary to speak to all of them, too.
Through the course of the podcast, the trio unpacks shared experiences. That includes a frank discussion of the different pressures they all feel when it comes to speaking Tagalog, the national language of the Philippines. Cabillo shared she still gets nervous speaking English, her second language.
I talk with adults and it's fine, but if I talk to the people who are in my age, I don't know, understand the slang and stuff.
Oh.
And they would say oh, that's wrong. Did you mean this? And I'm like, sorry, I just say sorry, I'm Asian.
And it goes both ways. Host Inoncillo was born in Ketchikan to Filipino parents and says he struggles with Tagalog. He says he practices plenty, but still braces himself for jokes about his language skills.
As an American, it doesn't feel like a joke.
Mm.
It feels like I'm not being authentic enough of a Filipino because I don't know I can't speak the language.
The podcast episode, which is still in production, will also touch on conversations about Filipino traditions. Cabillo mentioned someone jumping with coins in their pockets when the clock strikes midnight on New Year's Eve.
I think they have to jump 5 times so they could get taller for that next year.
Oh, man.
Never works.
I think I stopped jumping after a while.
They also talked about the darker side of Filipino superstition, like stories about a monster that preys on pregnant women and other vampire-like creatures.
No, my favorite one is in Manananggal.
Oh, man. Manananggal. Where it's like, it's, oh, I've had dreams about her.
It's an aswang, yeah. But his lower body
but
is
he's
out.
Separated from the top of that top half.
He flies away.
Yeah.
The conversation touched on the growing number of Filipino people represented in mainstream TV and movies.
But you notice there's a whole lot of more Filipino stuff in the media now though.
Yeah.
In the mainstream media.
It's so cool. I think it's because there's a lot of people here, and Joel Foy has been doing a great job
promoting Filipino culture.
Reflecting, Cabillo says the Filipino community in Ketchikan is one that tries to make you feel like you're in the Philippines. But she wants the community to stretch out in Ketchikan and invite more people in.
So why wouldn't we do it to a bigger place so everybody could feel it?
The Halo Halo Mix Mix podcast is a project of the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition's Strengthening Cultural Unity Task Force. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.